They can't be recycled.
There he is.
Welcome to dreary, soggy Pacific Northwest. I can to final call of take 6, 7, 8, 9, pick your number. How many times have you repeated it? Well, join the gang. Tonight, we're finishing with Vance being completely lack of punctuality, as always, but that ends tonight, because the next session of ICANN, Vance will be always punctual, because we're going to be an hour later. Aren't we excited about that? So tonight, Norma is going to kick us off for her request, and then several others are commuting home or in the middle of 15 different things, and so when you are ready to share the highlight, the snapshot, if we could contain it to 60 to 180 seconds, in other words, a minute to three, that way everybody gets a turn to share. What did you learn most, either about yourself or the best application to your NICAN, not necessarily our business, but to the five pillars, and what are you going to do with it? We spent 12 weeks together. It has been an amazing, amazing journey. I don't even know where to begin, what's transpired I'd start first probably with family, but in our family in the last 12 weeks. But it's not about Vance. It's about the group. So, Norma, if you're ready to rock and roll, everybody just needs to hit star 6 when you're ready to talk. And we'll go from there. And if you've already hit star 6, and that's where that little bit of background squeal is coming from, if you can demute your line, it'll tell you. When you hit star 6 or hit it again, it'll tell you whether you muted or not muted. So, Norma, you ready to rock and roll?
I think so. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Go for it.
Okay. I tried to condense it down to just 4 points because there was a lot more. My ICANN program, it worked if I work it, not just think about it. So I think it is about me. It provided me specific guidelines to approach individuals about the NICAN with confidence. It was like the NICAN 101 basic networking. Plus, it created a nationwide family in the process, which I think is real special. It's about the repetition of good things till it becomes a habit. And my goals are not met yet, but they're still reachable. Very much so. So gave me a lot more confidence. Thanks.
Norman, it was a pure pleasure to have you part of the group. I mean, absolute pleasure. I love the dialogue that you and I got to have via email or text. That was a treat to me.
Thank you.
Who's next? And if you're talking and you hit star 6, your line is muted.
Hey, it's Gary in Portland.
Go ahead, Gary.
Well, it's about Marty and his voice. And given that he is there on the site and he's so accessible, just bringing him up. And when he starts talking, it just sort of sets my mind at ease. And then, because he is so effective to my ears, there's a couple of highlights. The one is about that you can't hold two opposing thoughts. And again today, as I listened to it, as he heard that, I was having a conflicting message. So this is how it applied to me, and it's like, call this person or don't call this person. Call this person or don't. And I said, I'm going to just disagree with what I'm hearing. And I paused the recording, and I did what I needed to do to contact the customer. So it's an ongoing challenge, and it feels like with Marty that it's almost like he... he pushes me, but he doesn't shove me. So it's all good stuff.
So he got in your head, in other words.
Yeah. Yeah. he's messing with me in a good way. You know, his other quote is you won't think your way into right action, you must act your way into right thinking. Boy, that one I didn't like for the longest time, but now I'm beginning to understand it. Gotta act your way.
Amen and amen. Yeah, that kind of messes with the old intention plus mechanics equals results, doesn't it?
It does.
Because we can have all the greatest intentions in the world, but until we actually step from point A to point B, we're not going to get there. I mean, so great, Gary. Thank you so much. I think I heard Rita giggling.
Yep.
Rita, what did this session do for you?
Attitude leads to decision, leads to physical action, and also into right thinking, where you don't hold opposing thoughts. And I also like, don't catch every train that comes through the station. Does that make sense?
And as well, I forgot to say this to Gary, but it was a privilege and an honor to go through my brother from the other Portland, and Rita as well. I tell you that those of us who connect with each other, that connection, as Norma mentioned, the Meekin family that's out there, absolutely vital. And, you know, we can't crawl in a hole and be a hermit and say, well, I don't know how to connect with people. Well, sure you do. You pick up the phone, you fire a text, you send an email, you do whatever. And it's absolutely irreplaceable. So thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. Thank you for the course.
My pleasure.
This is Auntie Ann. Another East
Good
Coast
evening, day. Auntie Ann. Go for it. What? This is your second time, correct?
Third time. Yeah, and so I guess I find it as my safety mechanism. Whenever I'm starting to go down that negative path or the I can't make the call, I just go to the mantra of my I can attitude as a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions, and it just gives me strength and it gives me the ability to have the door open for positive instead of the negative, because you know, Marty brought out that we lose the creative aspects of things when we think negatively. It just is like Gary was saying, it's a counterintuitive thing. If we start thinking negatively and don't act immediately, we're just going to go down a bad path and we're going to lose all our creative magic. So, and the other thing was the three P's. That really hit home to me, that it's not pervasive and it's not permanent. The whole fact that if they say no, it doesn't mean no forever. And it's just not taking it personally as the other P. So keep doing it, and it becomes habit. Like, you almost expect when someone says something to you, you're anticipating what your response will be instead of your reaction. Because we have that arsenal now with us. We have within us the ability to not take it personally, to know that we can continue on, or we can go to the next person. And taking that action and just leaving all of the judgmental aspects of the negativity behind us, because we owe it to ourselves and to Meekin and to the world to share the positiveness and the positivity of this company.
And Anne, I love the fact that you, when we got to that lesson, the three P's, it was so powerful. There's another P for you. That during that week, and in the weeks that followed. And again, one of the times that you reached out to me and you shared, and then the encounter with your car catching on fire. I mean,
right.
All these things that, as Marty says, the drama of it all, that, there's always going to be stuff happening. And yet you just, hey, it's not personal. It's not a direct attack on me. I'm going to go forward. And even when that direct attack could be contrived from somebody else, it's not. We get to go forward. So thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan. This is Laurie.
I knew one of the other family members was going to have to follow Auntie Anne. Go ahead, Laurie.
This is Laurie from South Carolina. I have to follow my auntie because I was going to share about the three P's. But the thing that really hit me was I asked my husband something that he likes about me. And it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he said, "You've changed your attitude. Your attitude is the best thing." And it's because of ICANN. I've done ICANN twice through the summer and now. So I've done it 2 times in a row. And the 3 P's for me, in the business, yes, you can't take it personal, it's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. But with the ICANN attitude, it is personal, it is permanent, and it is pervasive. And so I've learned that it covers everything. Your attitude is all where it starts in your mind. And I think one of the most important things I've learned is that it is a choice. I choose whether I can have a good attitude or not. And something else that is very apparent at work, I have a staff of 5 women, and it is pervasive. Whatever I do, I'm the leader. Whatever I do, it's like a sponge. You know, they're a sponge, and they're just going to soak it up. It's either going to be negative or positive. And it's the same way with my family. So I don't think we all realize that we touch so many lives every day. And, Vance, I got to bring the Lord into it. You know, I've pondered what I've gone through being delivered from food addiction. And it's nothing short of a miracle. And this ICANN, it just has changed me. It is permanent. And I know that I will not return to the negativity that I just had for so many decades. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to the Lord, and I'm grateful to this program, and that it's here and it's available. And it's an inside job. It's always an inside job. And again, I have to bring my sister up because she was patient for over 20 years. And she knew it would turn out the way it has, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that she had patience and perseverance and a lot of prayer and love for me. So, but thank you. Thank you for doing this, Sam, because it's life-changing.
Well, thank you, Lori. I shared with Rita right at the very beginning of this session 12 weeks ago that the Holman Standard Bible, Philippians 2, verse 5, says, "Let this attitude be in you." And ICANN attitude is appropriately named. And for people like Lori and so many of us, it's a food addiction. That's huge. It's absolutely huge. And to be able to keep going the right direction. And if none of y'all have seen and use it like I do, Lori's before and after photo, oh, it's just truly wonderful. And to be able to back that up with hearing her share so candidly, just wonderful. So thank you, Lori.
Yeah, this is Janice.
Can I see the next one? Janice, go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm supposed to go to work the next few minutes. I'm not happy with myself, with what I've done with ICANN for this last 12 weeks. And yet I don't know how to change that because I was just out of town a lot. So
I jumped in when I could or all of that, but I just felt like I was unauthentic because I promised myself and you all that I was going to be on for 12 weeks and it didn't happen. So the good news is I'm looking forward to the next one and doing a better job for myself. For myself. So you guys have a great evening. Thank you.
Janice, thank you. And, you know, one of the things in you and I have had dialogue, and you definitely picked up on the we don't do negative aspect. And that's the beauty of it, that as Herb Rapp has taught us, that we should never achieve a goal that we set because the goal should keep moving. And so if any one of us says, oh, I'm 100% satisfied, well, then we put the bar a little bit too low. We might want to raise it. And that's the beautiful thing about this, is we just re-up and we start again, or we take a break, or, you know, or we move on to something else. So, thank you, Janice, for being so candid. Appreciate that.
Nancy,
and I know there was another person. Yes. Go ahead, Nancy.
Nancy in Florida. I just want to follow Janice because this is my fourth time through, Janice, and don't get discouraged because I've learned so much more, especially the fourth time, and I'm going to do it a fifth, and just keep on doing it. And if you're not on the call, just keep on reading because it will work. So I've learned more about myself this last time, and I encourage Janice and everyone else to do it over and over because you can learn each time. I learned that, yes, again, I really can do what I set my mind out to do, and I don't give up like I used to do. I usually move on to something else, but I stayed focused this time through, and I enjoyed listening and or reading the lessons multiple times. I'm talking with more people, including my friends, which I didn't for 15 years in Meekin, and in situations I've done so before, and I'm getting a lot of yeses, because as Suzanne coined the phrase, I'm using, I want to tell you about news, nutritional energy, water, and sleep. So I visualize my business growing and our health, my husband and I, have increased tremendously on these products, and most now more than ever, and I feel like I've said this over and over, but I mean it, I really mean it. And the big thing, the big takeaway, and Ann touched on it, and we discussed it, I understand the need to share. And Marty said it over and over and over again, we need to share, and I don't hesitate anymore because I want to share this, and I do share it, and I'm getting very good results. So I love my Meekin family and my mentors, and Vance, thank you for doing this again.
Well, Nancy, a pure pleasure, and I loved how you raised the bar for me. You kept me accountable in some of the technical aspects of this whole program. And, you know, I just love hearing about your results and that you could just kept saying, man, I'm going to just take this to a whole new level. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's Elaine in Pennsylvania. Good evening.
Go ahead, and, Elaine.
Today I came in from the rain and cold and damp and sat in my chair, and I wanted to go to sleep, and in my mind, I wanted to work on what I wanted to say tonight, and what came over me was, you can't do this. You're not going to succeed. As I was tired, and I wanted to rest my eyes, and I just sat up, and I said, I can do this. I can do this. I'm not going to be negative. And I got up out of the chair and I started doing things and moving around. And that is a big change for me. Not to give in to the negative or the way I'm feeling sometimes. And to just glance down and not believe in myself. But this program has given me the confidence to believe in myself. And tomorrow I have two people coming over, and I'm so excited. We're going to talk about the business and how we can build this for November and December. And The I Can attitude has allowed me to do all this. Thank you, Sam. And everybody that's on this call. You all contribute. Thank you.
Elaine, it was, you and I go back a few years, and it was a treat to have you with us this session. It's just quite an honor. And, you know, I said this at the end of last session, how are we going to top, you know, this is 3 months ago, how are we going to top this? And I look back over the last 3 months and go, we just did it. We just topped it. The caliber of people that went through from beginning to end, I'm just so, so grateful. So thank you again, Elaine.
Thank you.
Hi, Vance. This is Sandra Thornton.
Good evening, Sandra. Because you were way more consistent this session, and I didn't take roll, I didn't keep track of everybody, and I didn't give out little gold stars for who had the best attendance. Yet we know which one of us, you know, those of us who were really, really committed to being on this call Monday night, and then doing the homework for our own sake, because as Jeannie Zeden told us, that it doesn't cost anything. It's your time commitment. That's what it
yeah.
costs. So, Sandra, what did you get out of it? How did it impact you and Al's lives this session?
More mine. I'm responsible for me, and he gets contaminated by the good stuff. But my I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They truly follow one another like night follows day. I really have become more responsible to myself in not allowing others to set my pace. If I want to do something and you don't, fine. I am responsible for me, and it's my attitude that will make me go forward or not. So I feel more... not stubborn, more persistent, if that could be possible. And I will call upline at what I think is a reasonable hour, even if it turns out to be late to them. And I see that I am far less willing to accept somebody else's opinion when I want to go forward. And an example of that is we have a session at our house this Thursday evening. We went to a funeral last Wednesday, and the pastor at that church, and Al and I talked, and we've got a meeting at his church with his people on Friday. And then one of the cross legs to Barbara was having Melanie over her house on Saturday morning. And I asked her, could I come and bring confirmed prospects? She said, yes. So I can truly be as active as I want to be, and it's my attitude that will get me there. So I don't think I've ever had Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all arranged in a row. But I'm doing this because people need it, and I'm just grateful for my new upbeat attitude that won't be as lazy as it used to be.
Thank you, Sandra. That's just awesome. I love the fact that you said Al got the overflow of the how do you say that, the good stuff?
Yeah.
That stuff. I'd say that same thing, that I think if my family were on here tonight, they would echo that. Thank you, Sandra. True privilege, and especially being one of those upline that receive those phone calls sometimes late at night. And question your sanity of what on earth is this woman doing at this time of night calling me? Just keep on doing it.
But it was never later than 9 your time, and I just thought that was early.
Yeah, no, sometimes it was, but that's okay. Who's counting, right? You know, it's
there
all good. It's all
there
good.
You go.
You're able to connect people with me, Ken, and I tell you, I got a phone call from a gal, Amelia, the other day, and she said, I talked to you a few weeks ago, and Sandra was on the interview scene, and I just, What do you think about this? And I said, you know, I got to give her. I thought, man, I would have never met such amazing people had not Sandra taken the time to connect with them. So thank you again, and thank you for being part of this program.
Thank you, everybody.
Vance, this is Diane.
Good evening, Diane. What'd you
good
learn
evening.
This last 12 weeks about yourself, and how'd you apply it? And this
well,
is
so many.
You because you're one like me that you're never at a loss for words.
So many things, but I went back and I started thinking about all the weeks, and I found a little post-it note I wrote on week 1 of 12. And this is what really resonates with me, and I think it would be the first two little paragraphs we memorized. So I wrote down, I want to raise my positive thoughts and actions to a higher level and form more positive thoughts and actions in my life and business. As I do this, I will see growth in my niche and business as I share my I can attitude. And I wanted to come to and balance all my five pillars. And so I don't know if I wrote that or if you shared that with us, but I think I must have written it. And what I have gotten out of it is I see myself working with clients, with coworkers, with family. There's still some challenge. I had some big challenges before, right in the beginning of this course and right before, with family. And so I was having a really hard time with a positive attitude. And now it's so much easier to turn that back around because I keep saying, I can do this. I can think positive. It'll all work out. And so the first one, you know, the manifestation, thoughts, feelings, and actions, how it all follows each other. And then forming more positive habits, the more I stay on course, keep reading through and listening to the lessons, it has made me feel more empowered in my own, my mind and my body and just my whole life. And with all of that, just like I had written down here, I also have attracted more business. So, you know, every month I keep seeing my Nikon business going up, and I know that's going to continue. So it's been huge for me, and Tuesday nights is a little bit of a challenge for me, but I think to have a positive attitude about it and knowing that I am not going to be able to be on all the calls, possibly I may, that I can still follow along, and, you know, if that works for people, then I would like to continue as well with this because it's just made such a difference in my life and in other people's lives around me. So thank you so much to you and to everyone on this call. And to Marty and, you know, Michael and everybody that's been a part of this, and me, Ken, I'm just so grateful.
Thank you, Diane, again, because I love the interaction that you and I got to have one-on-one through texting, emailing, talking on the phone, you know, following up, and our friendship goes back a few years, and Diane, if you remember, oh my goodness, the name just left me, your sponsors.
Colleen and Larry Thomas.
Yes. Doctors in Iowa, yes. They asked me if I could do it. They could do a three-way with their friend Diane, and what a treat that was. What, 6, 7, 8 years ago, however many years ago it was. But so it was a privilege of mine again to have you part of the group. Thank you.
Thank you. It's mutual.
Hi, Suzanne.
Good evening,
can
Suzanne.
You hear me?
Yes, go for it.
Well, I can certainly as a gift look at it as a real gift. Not only to experience the amazing things that my own family, Auntie Ann and Lori, have experienced, my incredible, wonderful dear friend and Nikan team member, Nancy Lynn Bloom, but each one of you being part of my Nikan family, it's wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that I take away from it is you are either a victim or a victor between your ears, and how important it is to stay plugged in, because there are times that we need this, the things that we've all learned. And by doing this over and over in that constant repetition, it does get into us, so that when we do hit challenging times, instead of reacting, we can respond with a positive attitude. Yesterday, my personal experience was we were in an emergency room for 5 hours, and instead of, you know, reacting, I was able to stay calm throughout that time. And at one point, being under the weather myself, we were there for my husband. He's okay. But being surrounded by a number of people who are not in good shape, seeing things, having experiences, and then going outside at one point with a coughing fit and seeing the beautiful tree with the red maple leaves and the bench that gave me today's affirmation quote that, from E. Cummings about a day that is wasted is one without laughter, reminded me that it is all about our attitude. And I just want to end with, I don't usually plug into the news, but I think that what we do does make a difference. And with all of us connected across the United States in this ICANN program, I'd love for us to just take a moment of silence for those whose lives have been touched in such a terrible way this weekend, so that we can all connect and send love and light to everyone, because we can.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, and Suzanne, and just the two of you. There's a harmony that reverberated, and I love the fact that Suzanne, you followed Diane, and especially for that. That's huge. And Suzanne, you and I go way back, a couple decades, and what a treat. What a treat to be in this program with you this session.
Feelings mutual, fans.
Fans, can you hear me, Tyra?
Good evening, Tyra. Go for it. What did you learn this last 12 weeks?
How to unmute. I had text Vance before the call, and I was just sharing with him. I lost a cousin on Wednesday in Texas. She had lung cancer, and her service is going to be Friday in Illinois. And so I told him I would just listen in on the call tonight, the way I was feeling when I left work, trying to cram, you know, three days of things in and have 2 days off to get to the service. But what I got out of ICANN, and Vance texted back and asked what could I share so he could share for me, and then I got in the moment I could share on the call. So that's what I got out of this session, is in the moment I can choose to move forward or stay stuck or go backwards, and how that impacts my results. So I was thinking it was my third time around, but I actually went back and looked at my calendar. I started January of this year. I didn't know anything about ICANN Attitude Course until I met Carol Johns, and I roomed with her one night through Madeline. Madeline introduced me to her. We were strangers, and now we've become friends, and she shared it about the course with me, so I'm grateful for that. But it's given me a structure, a weekly structure to support me, because in New Jersey I don't know any other consultants. So just being connected with you each week has made a difference. And I look back to see what my organization looked like, and I said I've in this year so far, I've lost three people that didn't renew, but I've added eight people to my organization, and I have never sat down, you know, I mean, not drawn circles, but to actually look at it tonight, I could see, wow. And so results follow one another, like, you know, the I can attitude says they're inseparable. And so the amazing part is my niece has become a consultant, my brother is actually planning to go to the San Antonio convention with me, and that's something I didn't think would ever happen, and it's just really awesome. So out of I can attitude, actually looking at what I can do to create being at the service on Friday and being at the conference. So it's all possible. So my good friend Delia, I texted her this evening to invite her to be on the call, and she texted back that she would do her best. Also, she texted with an order. So when I hang up, I'll be signing up my aunt in Phoenix as a consultant. She's been a customer for a few months and really getting a lot out of the product. So these are the kind of results which teach the customer something of value, and they can see the benefit to want to participate in such an organization as what Meekin has to offer. And just make it a win-win situation for everyone. Everyone on the call has an opportunity to be greater than great and blessed with finances in the process. So I'm, as a Dave Johnson says, stay on that Meekin highway. Just don't quit. So that's what I get out of I Can attitude. Do what I can do, but just don't quit.
Thank you, Tyra. And again, you reached out to me a time or two, and I remember a couple Saturdays ago you were shocked. It was kind of like a Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf, shock and awe is what went to, you know, the phone line when I called you back. I'm like, I'm human too. Or as my dear wife of 23 years reminds people, she says really quietly, he poops too. You know, that's you know, just to remind people that I'm human as well. But truly a privilege to help serve you and your organization and to connect with you so many times, and honored to be part of this last session with you. I think we have a couple more, if I'm not mistaken.
Hi, you guys. This is Delia.
Good evening, Delia. Delia, you were kind of with us, but not really. But did you glean anything from this last 12-week that you could sum up in a few seconds, maybe a minute or so?
Yes, I can, Vince. Thank you. First of all, I just want to acknowledge you for being great and wonderful and fabulous, and your team and all the women and men that supported you to get us through this call. I have been in breakdown, but because of the I Can attitude, I've been able to break through my breakdowns around my health. It's a lot of stories, death after death, all the hate and anger in the world. So I've been in meditation around that, plus my health. But I just wanted to take time out to say thank you for the acknowledgement, Tyra. She's my backbone. She's my everything. And I've signed up a few more people, Tyra, and I do have an order tonight from someone else. I'm going to need support around. So I just want to say thanks. I have been MIA. I won't give you all the reasons why, but I've kind of been in the background listening. Well, thank you.
And I appreciate it, Delia, because I do get a report every Monday night of who's on the call, and it's always fun to just scroll down and look at the phone numbers and say, oh, good. Even though they didn't contribute, they were there. Or they didn't speak out, I should say. They contributed because they're there, you know, in spirit,
there,
but
yeah,
nothing vocal. So thank you.
Most of the time I'm in 10-plus pain, just so you know. And it's hard to listen. And then the other piece is my phone. I had a lot of breakdowns around my electronics, and it was just like I wanted to go hide under a rock. And so,
anyway.
Can I really do this? You know, so I just am at gratitude today.
Yeah. Did we miss anybody?
No, you didn't miss me. I just was here.
Okay. How do you
It's Hattie Jones. Yes, ma'am, sir.
What did you glean from the last 12 weeks?
Well, and the weeks before, and the classes before, and I'll be in the next class. I got to the two. ICANN got me to, like, total new stock for the most recent products, plus getting to the two large meetings we've just had. And it's also going to get me through to a new place because my health is not bouncing back as strong as it needs to be, but it will get better. And my basic disability with cognitive problems was highlighted, and I could understand how other people might see me, so that now I have something that I can work on, and I can stop the sabotage that was starting because you're here with ICANN. No negative.
No, that's not negative at all. That's called vulnerability,
right.
Being raw, and being honest.
That's right. So ICANN goes through a whole variety of territories, as we will let it, and it's only growth. See, it gets a little bit disrupted when it gets bounced through skin.
Thank you. Thank you, Hattie Jane, and thank you for being the first to pony up and send me a text and say, put me on the list. I'm ready for another session. That's been fun. Anyone else? Did we miss anyone?
Yeah, that's just me.
Go ahead.
I have gotten so much out of this course. It's unbelievable. I don't even know where to begin. It has saved me so many times. From going, you know, over negative, when negativity was going to stop me from taking another step forward, all I had to do was go back and just concentrate on the ICANN attitudes and even read some of the lessons over again, and I reaped so much from it. I guess sometimes we don't realize how dangerous a negative attitude can be and how it can really stifle you and keep you back in so many ways, mentally, physically. I just can't say how many. It has been a lifesaver for me.
And Cindy, thank you again. It seems like every single one of us that's been part of this group, I've had the opportunity to connect with you one-on-one during this 12 weeks, and that to me was a treat because I'm not a coach, I'm not a mentor, I'm merely a facilitator. So to be, and I'm just like everybody else. I'm an ICANN consultant out there gathering customers, the whole customer acquisition, and yeah, two full-time businesses is the way I describe them to people, and I get to do both of them, and. So time is of the essence, but to be able to do that, to be able to connect with folks, and Cindy, it was, again, it was a treat, and to be connected to the other people that you're connected to, that only in ICANN, I think, can you do what we've been able to do. So thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hello, Carol John here. I'm in Salt Lake today. I'm kind of like Julia, just dealing with anniversaries of deaths. It's been a hard struggle this last month, and this has kept me positive and trying to help me to move forward and making decisions. And Tyra, you're a blessing in my life. You're always smiling whenever you call me, and pray for me, and thank you, and Vance, you as well. I will go through the program again, and I may fall off my horse again, but I'll get back on.
Absolutely. And And I'm chomping at the bit, but I'm going to go last. So everybody gets a turn.
Vance?
Yes, Sandra.
Okay. I just want to make one correction. Just because of who you are and because you step up, you really are a coach, whether you identify yourself as that or not. I know what you mean by you're a facilitator. But Big Brother, you are a coach as well and a mentor. So I just want to make that serious correction in case you said and somebody else looks at you and says, you're not as bright as I thought. You're brighter than that. So,
yes, and I receive that.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's a leader.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If I may, looking back over the last 12 weeks, and I've spent, this morning was the fourth morning in a row of pondering and thinking, what really, really was the most significant thing that I experienced during this 12 weeks. And it wasn't something that Marty taught. It was simply, this is why I'm so adamant about at least once during each week of homework, at least once, you've got to listen to the whole playback. Because the opening comments, the closing comments, the testimonies, all that stuff is so powerful. And it was something Michael said, and echoed by my friend Oswald Chambers, who wrote his wife actually wrote the book, the devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest. We have to continually, every day, restate, so our own two ears can hear it, what our purpose is and what we're created to do. And as I stand out in, and I'm going to do this right now, as a visual, since we're not videoing, but I'm going to send you the picture of what I'm looking at right now so you have an idea. And everybody's on the same page. My childhood home, growing up, out with the cows right now in 2-century-old barns. And getting back to our roots, the purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live my life every single day, living this day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. And I owe that to Michael. And I will call him and say, thank you for the last 12 weeks, brother. He didn't even know he had anything to do with it, because we never had any direct contact, but it was what he and William and Marty shared 2 years ago, back in 2016, that still has residual impact today. And what an amazing 12 weeks, and as I wrote in my daughter's 20th birthday card this morning, to get it in the mail before her birthday occurs with a whole gift box of stuff. I said, kiddo, you're my legacy. And what an honor to be able to live our lives, to live out these five pillars. And that was just reiterated over and over and over this last 12 weeks. We saw our business grow. We saw our income grow. We saw our customer base grow. The collaboration with our customers, the directness, being able to get them the information in a timely fashion, get them tools, I mean, so many things. But it was continually every single morning for the past 12 weeks, waking up, and the first thing out of my mouth was to state my purpose, my mission statement. And three of those mornings were 20-hour-plus days during the last 12 weeks. Due to what I get to do as a volunteer firefighter. And on those days, it was sometime in the afternoon that I realized, oh my goodness, I didn't state what my mission, my purpose in life was. And I would stop right then, and sometimes out loud, and sometimes just to myself. But that was what this last 12 weeks was for me. So thank you again, all of you. And now that the that my fingers are getting kind of frostbitten. No, not frostbitten, a little bit numb because I'm standing out here in the middle of this field. Thank you. And I would encourage you, between now and Tuesday, just let me know. Pop me a text. Send me an email. Call me. Texting is easiest. And if you want to re-up again, great. If not, no worries. Again, it was a privilege, you know, doing this with you. And if there's somebody, if there's another person that you like, just all I need is their cell phone number and first and last name. And I'm going to put people in my list this time in alphabetical order according to first name. That'll make it a lot easier on me. But, and also, just as another caveat, as Marty and Michael, it was really fascinating for me listening to this week, you know, the summary, and to think, wow, that's exactly where we were 2 years ago. Introduction of an amazing product like the hair care and the Kinko Touch, and here we are now introducing the Kinko Ground. It was like, it was all perfect timing. Take advantage of that product. Don't build your whole business around one product, obviously, but take advantage of it. Reach out to people you never would. I did it today with a customer, and they responded back and said, That's how they typed it, the text, just H and a bunch of M's. So take advantage of that. And as several of you shared tonight, reaching out to people. You're never going to have a perfect balance in all five pillars, so don't feel like you got to have this all down. That'll never happen. It's as we reach out that people reach in to us and we get to share our experience. And it's just a huge treat. So, thank you all. Time on Tuesday evenings will be an hour later. So instead of 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it'll be 6. So that's 9 for you out on the East Coast. And I do have my goal, and I'm hoping that we can, you guys, everybody who does it, hold me to it. We want to do it in 30 to 35 minutes because 9:30 is a good time, you know, on the East Coast to start, you know, calling it quits. So, but let me know via text, and then if I don't chat with you next Tuesday night on Election Day, I'll chat with you Saturday morning on Saturday Live or on the Meekin Highway or some other time. So, thanks again, everybody. Love you guys. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Don't forget the first Meekin kickoff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the kickoff call will be Thursday with Jeff Eisen.
Diane, this is Sandra.